we call this, we call it muscadine, and some folks call it bullace. You know what a muscadine is, don't you?
It's a grape, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little, it's round like a grape, but it grows out on the little creeks and branches, you know. But it's bigger than a grape, and but anyway, when I said something about have some jelly or eat some of that jelly right there, it's good. It's muscadine. But you said, "Watch your talk. Watch your mouth. Watch your talk." He didn't know what I meant when I said muscadine jelly. He still gets a kick out of it.
Is that right?
And the old people call it bullaces now.
We call it bullaces. Used to call it the bullet, going to hunt some bullaces. But now they call them muscadine.
What does bullace mean, do you know?
And Hardy's sister married a French down in New Orleans, and he just got a kick out coming up here and hearing us talk. Just from New Orleans.
I'm anxious to hear, I'm going to be working down around Biloxi, and I'm anxious to hear how much of the Louisiana speech they have.
You're not going down to this French.
Not in the Cajun, I don't have Louisiana.
I wish you could. Wouldn't you enjoy it?
They'd like to. I don't give me the money to go down there. I'd like to go.
You would really hear something down there that changes everything from what you heard.
Oh, yes.
They had up here in Manor, Louisiana. I got a paper right there at the sofa. They told what then they had 3,000 pound of suckling pigs weighed from 18 to 25 and 30 pound. They roasted. The people went there for this big occasion.
You know how they 3,000.
Yeah, they had these spits fixed up and turned them pigs. They fixed them wide open. The piece is right there in the paper about it. Wide open. They stretched that pig out and it went round. And they said most of the grease that was in them while they were roasting, it come out into the coals, you know, working so fast. But they had to be from 18 to 25 pounds, I believe that's as big as they could be. Fat sucking pigs. And this big, what they called it, and then they had the crawfish for the Downs Festival.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now this crawfish, what does crawfish look like?
You know, a shrimp. You've seen shrimp.
That's just exactly what it looks like.
What is it?
The shrimp, that crawfish, it looks just like a shrimp. Only that crawfish's legs is all pulled off, aren't they? He's got very big old legs with claws. But
how big do they get?
Oh, they get pretty big.
They're bigger than
about
shrimp.
How big would they be? The biggest one would be about how big?
I don't know, Hardy. It'd be a pretty good size, wouldn't it?
What, 6 inches or so?
No,
not that long.
Not that long.
Probably the longest one would be 3 inches.
So we went to New Orleans this 8th of last month, or the 7th, was on Saturday, 6th, I believe, of this month. And when we got on this I-10, we got off at Laplace and went this highway, 51 highway, to my sister. But we could have went on and come through, but too much traffic. And every little old mud hole, not a mud hole, but stale, stagnant water, they had dipping for crawfish. Well, we heard a man, he spent the night here from New Orleans, and he told us that that kind of crawfish was dangerous to eat. He said they're not good because they're in that slimy, old, stale water. He said if you want good crawfish, you get them out in the fresh water. Live right where he eat them. He was a French.
Now, crawfish isn't the same as a lobster.
No,
that's
no.
Different. Is it the same as a shrimp?
Yeah, well, I think a crawfish is. You can get them as Swagmans in your orders. You can get the red or you can get the black.
I see.
There's two different colors.
I see.
Because my sister-in-law was down there. She wanted to bring some shrimp home with her. And she went to Swagmans. And she's getting a peck. And she asked which was the best, and he said, well, the pink is the best.
I've heard that.
It was a little bit high.
Are they? Where around here, do you all ever eat out in a restaurant?
Not too much.
I was wondering if there's any place around in Natchez that has good seafood.
I'll tell you, there are places, there's a gamble.